Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to also check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jim Blasingame. I'm having a great visit with our new friend, Lama Surya Das. And Surya is the author of Buddha Standard Time. It's a new book out. And Surya, tell us how we can find your book and tell us what it's about.
Well, Buddha Standard Time, Awakening to the Infinite Possibilities of Now. That's the title. It's about how to live fully in the present, how to be more present and mindful rather than mindless, how to awaken to the eternal and the timeless in every moment, right here and now. Of course, there's a lot of Buddhism in it, but it's not a Buddhist book. It's really about timeless wisdom and practical tips, how to take a time out, a breath break, center yourself in the busy holidays. The truth is that it's not time we lack, friends, but focus, awareness, and priorities.
And where's it available?
We have all the time in the world. It's up to us whether we use it or abuse it and lose it.
Do you have a website?
I do, thank you. It's surya.org. S as in Sam, URYA.org. www.surya.org. I actually have a few websites, my Buddhist center also. But surya.org will get you to that.
All right.
I also have an Ask the Lama column, Ask the Lama.
Ask the Lama. And that's a Lama with one L, too, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. With one L, he's a priest, friends. With
right.
Two L's, he's a beast.
That's exactly
but
right.
But I'll silk pajamas. There aren't any 3L Lamas.
Hey, Sir.
Austin Nash, 1919.
Surya, I want to ask you about how we can, how we could learn from Buddhism to
yes.
leave as much baggage from 2011,
right.
emotional baggage, behind and not take it into 2012. How do we do that in the days remaining of this year?
Well, 2011 was a great year, and I want to mention that because not everybody thinks so. The fact is we're still alive, and every morning we wake up is mm-hmm. a great day and is a gift. And the attitude of gratitude, as people call it, I think is very important, and sometimes we're a little entitled. But 2012, I hope it's going to be a great year, too. I'm not very worried about the Mayan prophecy or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
That's only on one calendar. There are many other calendars where it's not 2/12 in the world. Letting go is the essence. Letting go. The more we hold on, the more we get dragged. It's kind of like a computer mouse thing. Letting go, we don't get dragged. So we have to learn to let go, though, because we're so used to holding on, accumulating materialism, grudges, you know, feuds attached to our memories and our personal story of our victimized childhood and all that. Let me give you the secret right here and now. You don't even have to buy the book, excellent as it is. It's online. It's in bookstores. But here's the secret, and you can take this to the spiritual bank, I guarantee you, friends. Living in the now or nowness awareness, being totally now and present, is the ultimate therapy and healing. It frees you from the baggage of past and future.
Well, I agree with that, and I tell you, the more you can disconnect from something, the more you can just sort of wash your hands of something, and try to rise above it. I mean, that's not easy to do, because sometimes these things are like an itch that we got to scratch. But if you can if you can figure that out, that makes a big difference. I want to ask you another question. I know that a big part of Buddhism is passivity, and you talk about peace earlier. You talked about, you know, returning aggression with responding with peace, but sometimes there's still a lot of evil in the world. And how does Buddhism address the evil when they come at you with an attack, for example? How do you deal with that?
That's a great question, and many have asked that, and it's a great, you know, ethical question. All the religion exists, and masters wonder that. First of all, Buddhism is not about passivity as much as pacifism. Pacifism means peace and harmony. Even Mahatma Gandhi, the great advocate of ahimsa, non-harming or non-violence, ahimsa, Mm-hmm. Gandhi said, sometimes you have to act strongly, and even he was not against, in every case, capital punishment or violence to, like, stop somebody from harm. You know, if somebody's shooting an automatic weapon in the schoolyard, violence right. would be called for.
Right.
And that's part of Buddha's teaching. Hmm. So even there was a question put like that put to Buddha, and he said, I advise you not to be aggressive, but it doesn't mean you can't hiss or threaten to ward off violence, and in some cases, even to do more. For example, in the case of the Nazi invasion of Eastern Europe and trying to take Western Europe and trying to take over the world, I think that that was probably a righteous war. And if that happened again, I think Buddhists too would go to war. And I do know Buddhists in the American military. There are Buddhist astronauts and senators also. Mm-hmm. So it's more about pacifism, nonviolence, and non-aggression, which is a form of love and compassion, but not entirely passivity, which is an extreme. So Buddha took the middle way.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because evil must be dealt with, mustn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's not just outside of ourselves. Right. I'm not saying we're evil. I'm saying there is negativity, evil, yeah. whatever you want. We all yeah. have our inner demons, mm-hmm. large or small, and they must be dealt with, not just passively accepting them. Acceptance is, and tolerance is great, but it only goes so far.
Sir, yeah, I've got to wrap it up. Will you come back another day? I've enjoyed our visit.
With pleasure, Jim. And yeah. I want to say God bless to one and all, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Lama Surya Das, ladies and gentlemen. SURYA.org is his website. Got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.